Welcome to You Talking to Me, the radio show where your host, Big JD, talks to a different guest every week on a variety of subjects. That's the You Talking to Me show. And now, here he is, your host, Big JD.
I'd like to welcome another guest to the program today. As promised, I'm introducing Tom Noonan now to the program. Tom is the founder and moderator for MotoredBikes.com. It's great to get an opinion and knowledge on not only motored bicycles, but also their owners. And heading a message board such as this, Tom can shed some light on motored bicyclists from the information he sees pass through the this community of riders. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So maybe a little personal information. I'm sure you ride a motored bicycle yourself.
Yeah, I ride one to class and back. I'm a senior at college, so it really helps. I save on parking and stuff.
Yeah, great. There's an aspect, you know, when you start thinking about, you know, why people might ride a motored bicycle as opposed to a motorcycle or even driving a car and that kind of thing, or obviously a bicycle that's not motored because, you know, you'll get there quicker and that sort of thing. It never really came across my mind, actually, the school thing for students, which is probably an important aspect of it. And I would imagine you probably see more than just your bike there.
Oh, yeah. One of my roommates actually rides one, and there's probably about three or four other guys that ride them on campus that caught on with the idea and realized that it's probably the fastest way to get to campus. You know, you don't have to pay license, registration, insurance, and you can either pay $300 for a year of parking or you can pay $300 and build a motorbike that you get to keep forever. So.
Right, yeah, and just park it with all the rest of the bicycles.
Oh, yeah, right outside your class.
Nice. And you mentioned the licensing and that sort of thing. Now, how does that stuff come into play? Like, do you actually need a license to have that bicycle? Or?
Well, out here in California, you got to be 16 years old to ride one. Don't need a driver's license. You need to wear a helmet, and you need to just follow the bike rules and stay under 30 miles an hour. So you don't need registration insurance. You save a lot of money on all that stuff. And actually, a lot of people that lose their licenses for bad driving or getting driving while intoxicated, they'll grab a motorized bike because you don't need a license for it. So it's a good alternative.
I guess, and now that you mentioned that, actually, is another point that I hadn't thought of before. Somebody that loses their license for drinking while driving, do you think that they should be riding another motored vehicle?
I mean, you know, if they're out driving their big truck and, you know, they're driving that drunk, they could easily kill a whole bunch of people. But on a motorized bike, you know, it seems like the most you're really going to hurt is yourself. So, and it is illegal to drive the motorized bike while drunk. And I would never do it because I figure I'd be able to get a DUI, get my license taken away if I'm driving the motor bike drunk. So I never dabble with that.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone else should.
And I guess also the fact that, I mean, even riding a regular bicycle while intoxicated is probably somewhat against the law. I mean,
yeah,
just being intoxicated in public and whatnot. But, it raises some other issues, I guess. And you built your own bike?
Yeah, I built it. I mean, it's pretty easy to build. You know, a lot of people say, oh, wow, that looks so hard to build. But you just go on and just buy a kit, and it's basically bolt-on. You know, sometimes you run into a few problems here and there that you get to customize, but it's on most bikes, you just literally bolt a couple things together, and you got your bike.
And I guess I'm gathering that you built that, motor and all onto a bicycle, a pre-existing bike that you had?
Yeah, well, what I actually did is I bought a bike, and then I bought the kit, and the motor just wouldn't quite fit in the frame, and so I had to sell the bike. And then what a good idea is to take the motor with you when you go look at bikes and just make sure everything lines up, put the, you know, just kind of place the motor on there for a second just to see if it all works out. And so I actually had the kit first before I bought my bike.
There's another great point that you bring up in bringing the motor with you, actually, when you're looking for the bike. I guess it might be important to possibly purchase that motor beforehand, even.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're actually building the bike, so you could bring that with you because the motors are fairly small, are they not?
Yeah, they're pretty small, but I mean, if you grab a frame that's just, you know, built in a way where the triangle is really small or something, mm-hmm. might not fit, or if the tubes are really thick, the motor mounts might not fit around them. So it's a good idea just to bring it with you to make sure everything works out.
Okay, now let's move on to discuss a little bit of the forum itself. And now that's motoredbikes.com.
Yeah.
And that's where it's an online forum. And you started this how long ago?
I started in August of 2006, so almost 2 years.
Probably more members than ever?
Oh, yeah. We've got about, I think, 2,200 members right now.
And you're finding them from all over the world?
Yeah, actually. A lot of people from Australia. Most of the people, I think, are from the United States, some from Canada, and then some from Europe. I know Europe has some pretty strict laws regarding motorbikes, so there aren't as many over there. But a lot in the United States where gas prices are getting really expensive.
Sure.
A lot of guys that just really like to tinker with things. So
I'm kind of surprised that Europe would have some stricter rules, seeing as though you seem to see a lot of little bikes and you know, the little moped type and Vespa type bikes throughout Europe.
Yeah, what I think it is that you need to go, I think you need turn signals and you need a brake light and you need a license plate. I think you need all that stuff for some places in Europe. I think it's pretty strict in England and stuff. So I don't know if it's, you know, they don't want little, you know, little motored things around. I think it's that they want everyone to be registered and insured and all that stuff.
Do you find with them now, or would they allow something like that if you did, you know, conform to all these different regulations with the lighting and all that stuff? Or have you seen that anywhere where they would allow you to actually ride a motored bike on the street if you would put lights on, signals and that kind of thing? Or have you not seen that at this time?
I've seen some people do that, but it's just way more time, effort, and money than it's worth. And, you know, you could just go out and get a little Vespa or something for half the price and, you know, a third of the time, and that would work out just as well as doing all those modifications to a motored bike.
And now, when you're riding the bikes, are you allowed to ride it on the street like a bicycle, or can you ride that, you know, are the rules just, do they kind of apply like a regular bicycle as far as, you know, maybe not riding on the sidewalk and having to ride at the side of the road? Can you ride them in traffic, or?
Yeah, well, it's basically, the rules here in California, at least, basically are just the exact same as if you were on a regular bicycle, because it's considered a motor-assisted bicycle, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what prompted you to start the actual forum? Was it just your personal interest in the bikes, or did you find maybe a need to actually start something like that for, you know, because you found more users of motored bicycles online? And
yeah, well, when you buy these kits, they're from China, and so the directions are roughly translated from Chinese, and so a lot of times you have no idea what they're talking about. And I also like to work on cars and stuff, and I found that whenever I'm working on a car, I find the best way to get information about it, if I'm, you know, run into a problem, is to go on the forums. And there's, you know, good BMW forums, Porsche forums, everything. And I found there's no motorized bicycle forum back in August of 06, at least. So I said, you know, screw it, I'm going to create this forum. And I created it, and it just took off. And now it's, you know, grown to this huge community that consumes a lot of my time. So,
and what can one expect to find on the forum? Like, what areas of discussion do you that you kind of cater to?
Well, we have a whole technical help section, so we call it the garage, and, you know, there's different sections for two-stroke engines, four-stroke engines, you know, drivetrain problems, lighting, electrical bikes, you know, a lot of different stuff there. We also have a forum for laws and legal issues, so people can talk about their, you know, different laws and stuff and tell stories about getting pulled over and whatnot. We also have just a general discussion area for just chat about bikes. We've got a picture gallery area for members to post their bikes. So there's some pretty crazy bikes there, you know, people that custom build the entire thing. We've got a little introduce yourself form. We've also got four people that plan to do rides together that want to get together and do a little event and go for a ride together. So
okay, sounds kind of like a motorcycle forum.
yeah, it really is.
They kind of do a lot of the same similar things and make the rad bikes and get together for rides and things. When do you think the fascination with putting a motor on a regular bicycle actually began? Do you have any idea when that kind of started?
Well, I actually, I bought one of those, you know, stand-up scooters to go to class on a couple years ago. And, you know, shortly after I bought it, I saw those kits on eBay, and I thought, wow, that's so cool. And then my scooter actually got stolen out of the bike racks, and so I said, well, now that I don't have a scooter, perfect timing to get one of those motor kits and build the bike. And I built it, and I've been happy with it ever since.
You know, it's kind of surprising, actually, that I don't know if you've ever looked into, you know, the early stages of motorcycles. And, you know, a lot of the companies were building what were basically bicycles with motors on them. And I'm surprised that there was, like, some type of a gap between all that to, you know, present day when, you know, you find a lot of kids are putting motors on the bicycles now.
Yeah, we've got we've actually got a forum on our website called Heritage Lane, where we have discussions about, I guess they're called whizzers, you know, the Mm-hmm. some of the first motorized bicycles. And so a lot of the members on the site are really into those vintage motorized bikes, and so there's a lot of cool stuff there. But yeah, it's interesting how you know, there's that gap, like you said, and kind of motorized bikes are, I think, or at least are making a comeback now. I'm seeing more and more of them around.
And do you find the popularity in the motorized bicycles growing? And, you know, would you judge that by the users on your forum?
Yeah, I think so. Just recently, you know, I mean, I guess it's a little both things. You know, the motorized bike forum just started, and, you know, 2 years ago. And so it's been growing in popularity ever since. But also, I think that gas prices around, you know, have doubled in the last couple of years. And you know, when we first started out, we'd see about 50, 60 hits a day to the forum. Now we're seeing almost 2,000 hits a day. So I really think it is the gas prices are pushing a lot of people to, you know, use the alternate forms of transportation, because it is cheap. You know, $300 for a motorized bike and you get almost 100 miles to the gallon. It makes complete sense.
And when you see something like that, the gas prices kind of, you know, pushing people to do some certain thing like ride a motorized bicycle because it's cheaper. Have you found it all that because of your forum there, you might have sparked extra interest that maybe leads to some of the companies, you know, and I understand there's probably very few that are selling the motors and stuff, but do you think that you sparked, you know, additional sales and of parts and motors and things like that for those companies?
Oh yeah. We've got a vendor forum. We've got a lot of, probably most of the motorized kit, bicycle kit vendors on board that are, you know, active members and talking and adding to the discussions and stuff. And we've got some sponsored links over to the left where the vendors are actually paying me to, you know, put their link up, and if they're still paying me, so I'm assuming it's working out and they're getting some more sales from my form.
Okay, great. So they're actually taking part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. And so what's your take on the legalities of motorbikes? Do you feel they should maybe eventually be able to be ridden in traffic with other vehicles, or do you think they should still be, you know, kind of a sideline type of thing, or where do you at least even maybe see it going in the future?
Well, I think the laws in California, because those are the ones I'm most familiar with, I think those are great. You know, it's just bicycle laws. I'm able to go full speed, you know, which is about 30 miles an hour, safely on the roads. You know, if I need to make a left turn, I kind of just make sure it's safe and merge over. I think it's good that they require you to wear a helmet, because that's the safe thing you should be doing.
Sure.
So right now, I think they're as conducive to motorized bikes as possible. I mean, you don't have to get licensed. You don't have to register it. You don't have to get insurance or anything. So I think they're now where they are.
And I guess having to get licensed and the insurance and everything, that would kind of take away from the popularity, and I suppose take away from the reason a lot of people are actually doing it. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. Because right now you just put the bike together and you get out on the street and ride. You know, you don't have to go to the DMV and wait in line and do all the paperwork and pay the fees, you know.
You had mentioned some of the, you know, the rad bikes and stuff that you see on the forum. What are some of the most incredible rides that you've seen on there? Anything in particular that, you know, really stands out?
Once you look at a ton of them, they just, you know, start blending together because there's so many. You know, there's people completely customize their frames. You know, they have their own welding shops and they do their own welding, and, you know, they've got the cool handlebars and the, you know, it almost looks like a little mini motorized bicycle Harley, a lot of them. So they've got some cool exhaust pipes and stuff, and I've seen some chromed out ones. I mean, you just have to go on the forum and look at the pictures. There are some pretty amazing ones on there.
I was going to ask you, you know, from your knowledge, where someone might look into getting a bike or the parts to build, but obviously they just need to go to motorbikes.com because you have all kinds of links there and the vendors are kind of part of your forum. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And you feel a person should also look at the legalities in their area then before building the bike, maybe in case that they put something together and then they find that they might not even be able to use it, or?
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, you could probably go on to my form and look up your state on the legal issue form, and you could probably find out, you know, how it's doing there. You can also, there's a lot of other resources on the internet. I definitely think that you should look into legal issues before you build it, because it would just be a shame if, you know, you built it and then you get pulled over and they say these are illegal here, and, you know, then you have a motorbike that you can't do anything with. One of the members of my forum, I think he's about 14, and he was riding his bike and he got pulled over and they said, you know, you have to be 16 to ride these. So he was pretty bummed out that he's going to have to for 2 years.
Right. And I guess where would someone like that, or if someone built a bike that it was not able to be ridden in their area, what would you do with a bike? Where could you ride it? Is there any other type of events that go on where they might be, you know, maybe shows or races or rides or things like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much you could do. I mean, if you had a ranch or something and there are a lot of land, I guess you could ride it out there. I guess you could ride it in a parade or something, but,
you know. That's a good idea. You mentioned that you have information on the website about the different states and that. Do you also have information for, like, Canada or areas in Europe?
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's just a discussion forum, so it's not super organized, but if you did a search on that and just typed in your location, I'm sure you'd find a couple of threads with people discussing, you know, the laws in their area, so.
Well, it sounds like a great resource, and it sounds like, you know, you got a great thing going there. What's the future plans for motoredbikes.com? Anything in the future?
Well, we'd like to continue to grow, you know, and you know, hopefully organize a, you know, a stronger community, and also kind of revolutionize. We really want to revolutionize the way that these motorbikes are. Right now, a lot of them are two-stroke, and two-strokes, we know, you know, kind of pollute a lot, and they're actually illegal to import into the United States now, and so there's a lot of legal issues and stuff, and some shady areas that we really like to straighten out and really make sure that the motorbike revolution kind of, it goes on the right track and grows with popularity, and a lot of more people get on board with these engines to save on gas and kind of reduce the demand for oil and stuff.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and once again, the website is motoredbikes.com, and it's the form comes up as soon as you hit the website. And is there anything else that anyone might need to know as far as, you know, registering or contacting you or anything like that?
Not really. It's pretty easy to register. You could also Google motorized bicycle forum, and I'll come up on as number one. So if you don't remember the URL, just remember what it is and Google it.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks again for being on You Talking to Me, Tom.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD. All shows copyright 2008 Big JD for the OMS Entertainment Group.